Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on WAN optimization. I am Achana Venkataraman, Data Center Editor at ComputerWeekly.com. Today, I'm talking to Anthony Azahed, Storage Editor here at ComputerWeekly. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Achana.
The first question I have for you today, Anthony, is what is WAN optimization and why is it useful?
Well, WAN optimization is aimed at organizations connecting remote locations and data centers and addresses inherent issues with WAN links, most notably latency and less than optimal bandwidth use. These issues start with a simple shortage of bandwidth. It costs money and often increases in inconvenient jumps, meaning the next upgrade requires a leap in costs. That means connections are often maxed out and organizations struggle to deliver good application performance due to latency or fail to protect data adequately because the network is struggling to transfer backups. Next, there is the problem that network protocols can be overly chatty or that they don't handle incomplete packet transfers well. Network traffic can end up looking like a sort of graph. Traffic increases until it hits its max, then drops off significantly as packet retries occur, until the graph rises again and maxes out again, and so on. There's also the fact that delivery of data is often duplicated. That is, more than one user in a location is likely to want the same data as their colleague, and there are better ways to deliver it than to keep sending it over the wire. So, WAN optimization products deal with these issues by a variety of means. These include local caching, so that users in one location don't repeatedly have to get data from elsewhere. Optimization of troublesome network protocols by deduplicating repeated header patterns, for example. Data deduplication and compression to reduce the amount of data sent down the wire. And traffic shaping and prioritization of data. So what's it all good for? Well, basically, WAN optimization allows you to send more network traffic more efficiently than you can over box standard WAN links. It's good for application delivery, for example, between a central data center and remote offices. And it's also good for data protection and disaster recovery, i.e. sending backup data back from remote locations to primary and DR data centers.
Thanks, Anthony. The next question is, who makes WAN optimization products and what form do they come in?
Well, dealing with the second part of the question first, historically the only way to buy WAN optimization products was to buy hardware appliances. These come in various specifications of capacity and throughput and are installed at central and remote sites where they process network traffic moving between them. Key vendors include Riverbed, Cisco, Silverpeak, Bluecoat and F5. You'll want to look at dedicated hardware appliances if your traffic needs are heavy. And vendors differ in their approaches to WAN optimization using different techniques. So, for example, you may want to choose a product that emphasizes local caching if you have sites that repeatedly use similar data sets. Or you may want the emphasis to be on TCP optimization if your organization depends on large amounts of random traffic. The key disadvantage of dedicated hardware is, of course, that it adds more boxes that you'll need to manage, and scaling up means adding more hardware, but it may be unavoidable if you need lots of processing power applied to WAN optimization. More recently, another form factor choice has arisen, and that's the virtual WAN optimization appliance. These see the implementation of WAN optimization processing capability via a virtual machine installed on a physical server. These are available for most of the suppliers mentioned above, plus others. Their key advantage is that deployment is quick and easy, and scaling up by addition of further instances of the software is also relatively simple. All you really need to be certain of is that you have sufficient processing capability available on a physical host. Herein also lies the potential disadvantage, however. WAN optimization depends on being able to iron out WAN inefficiencies by applying processing power to network traffic. But putting lots of virtual machines on one physical host will cause contention for processing power and throughput. Therefore, WAN optimization may well suffer in terms of efficiency, which kind of defeats the object of the exercise if it reaches certain levels. So, likely scenarios where you'd use virtual appliances are where you want quick deployment and just wouldn't consider investing in hardware WAN optimization. Those are the key form factors in WAN optimization, but there are others, as we'll see.
Thank you, Anthony. And finally, where next? Also, what about cloud WAN optimization and mobile WAN optimization?
Thanks, Archana. Well, The two recent trends in IT more widely have pulled WAN optimization along, as you mentioned. These are the cloud and the proliferation of mobile and the bring-your-own-device phenomenon. The rise of the cloud has brought the possibility of doing away with appliances, physical or virtual, as the location for WAN optimization processing. Now it's possible for a third-party provider to optimize WAN traffic in the cloud. Customers are provided with a VPN link into the cloud, and the provider takes care of optimizing traffic. Of course, you still need bandwidth to and from the provider, but the cloud service can take care of caching persistently accessed data at a point of presence close to your site. One example of cloud optimization providers is Ariaka, which provides optimized internet connections via 25 points of presence worldwide. Mobile optimization, meanwhile, tackles the BYOD phenomenon and is where a so-called branch office of one, i.e. an employee with a mobile device, can have traffic to and from their hardware optimized via onboard software. Mobile optimization products are available from the likes of Riverbed, as well as networking specialists like Circadence. Such products provide performance benefits, but are limited in their capabilities compared to those suited to larger sites, as they don't have multiple streams of data that provide optimization opportunities. And of course, they also contend for processing power on the employee device.
Thank you very much, Anthony. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you.